They brought a woman from the street and made her sit in the stalls, by threats, by bribes, by flattery, obliging her to share a little of her life with actors. "But I don't understand art." "Sit still," they said. And she listened to everything, understanding some things, but not others, laughing rarely and always without knowing why, sometimes suffering disgust, sometimes thoroughly amazed, and in the light again said, "If that's art, I think it's hard work. It was beyond me, so much beyond my actual life." But something troubled her, something gnawed her peace, and she came a second time, armed with friends. "Sit still," she said. And again she listened to everything, this time understanding different things, this time untroubled that some things could not be understood. Laughing rarely, but now without shame, sometimes suffering disgust, sometimes thoroughly amazed, and in the light again said, "This is art. It is hard work." And one friend said, "Too hard for me." And the other said, "If you will, I will come again. Because I found it hard, I felt honored." The excerpt that you just heard is from a prologue to a play called The Bite of the Night by British playwright Howard Barker. And Howard Barker has always been a huge and profound influence on me because he writes about theater from a surprising perspective. So often when we talk about theater or consider it, we make a lot of assumptions, there's one kind of theater that everybody likes, there's one kind of play that really works, that critics have the penultimate and authoritative point of view and position. And Barker asks us to think a little bit differently. He proposes that the theater is not about stories that we understand, but that the great plays tells us stories that we don't understand, that we come to the theater to wrestle with something that's akin to a problem. We come to the theater to try to figure out what we don't understand in our daily life. And it's a point of view that I think is intriguing and really captures the essence of what real quality theater is. I mean, imagine if you went to see a production of King Lear and you were to say, "I understand everything about it. The story is completely clear. Every moment was just like I see in daily life." It wouldn't have any of the majesty or mystery or wonder that is that great work of theatrical literature. When I was appointed to the English Theatre at the NAC, there was a lot of discussion here about what I would do and what kind of programming would best serve our national theatre. And that debate was one that was really interesting to me. Should we be a populist organization and produce works that have been successes in other countries and cities? Should we be a groundbreaking laboratory of new art and new artists and new theater? Should we be a mixture of both? Should we be a regional theater that represents Ottawa? How do you possibly represent the national culture of this country? I mean, when you think about it, Canada is an enormous place regionally, from British Columbia to Newfoundland, from Nunavut to southern Ontario. The country is huge, and not just in terms of regions, but in terms of cultures, in terms of gender, in terms of orientation, in terms of political diversity. It's a huge, huge problem. And so what I thought might be interesting to do would be to put the questions that were being posed to me and were being discussed amongst everyone on staff, put them to our artists and consequently put them to you. And with that in mind, I have put together a season of plays that describe and pose the question of what is the role or the value of the artist in society. Now, before you start thinking that it's going to be a collection of backstage dramas and in-jokes, I wanted to look at the question quite seriously. What role does art play in our daily lives? Where does the artist sit at the table of civic life, of government, of politics, in our schools? Is it something that's really important to us, or is it really a fringe benefit? What is this eternal debate we constantly seem to be having about entertainment versus plays that explore ideas or political theater or plays that serious drama is somehow supposed to be not entertaining, where entertaining drama is supposed to be mindless? And I don't really believe any of that. I think it's a combination of all and the above, and there's always an exception to break the rule. So the season, The Artist in Society, looks at the question of what value does art play, what role should the theater have, and what maybe might be a state of a national theater in Canada today. Over the course of the season, you will meet painters, poets, prodigies, conductors, composers, musicians, and storytellers, activists, philosophers, revolutionaries, rockers, readers, and writers, and a man who has a penchant for pratfalls. There are comedies, tragedies, musicals, and plays which in and of themselves express the complexity of the question of the artist in society. Some deal with it directly. They examine the lives of artists in ways that reveal unexplored aspects of a private life and public persona, artists that you might know, while other plays explore the theme in a more delicate or subtle manner from the perspective of those who are not celebrated, or they look at creative expression in daily life, love, even war. I'm proud to present a season which includes 5 world premieres, 2 English language premieres of plays from Quebec, 2 revivals of outstanding plays from our national repertoire, and 2 recent hit shows. One from a company that's returning from their 10th European tour, and another from a company that's beginning on their first tour of this project. We'll continue to do co-productions with theaters you might recognize, like the Citadel Theatre in Edmonton, the Neptune Theatre in Halifax, Toronto's Tarragon Theatre. But I'm really excited to introduce you to some of the smaller independent companies that are going to be producing with the NAC English Theatre for the very first time. Companies like One Yellow Rabbit from Calgary, Urban Inc. from Galliano Island, Night Swimming from Toronto, Théâtre du Gros Mécano from Quebec City, Stowe Union from Wakefield, and The Caravan Farm in Armstrong, B.C. These smaller independent companies truly are a real indication of the diversity and caliber of theater practice in our country. We're going to continue to present shows, especially for families and schools, but want to encourage the adults to check out these productions. The characters and the stories are young at heart with the perspective of children foremost in mind, but this is very sophisticated theater and some of the best writing you'll find in this program. In the theater and the studio, we've programmed our plays according to the venue that best suits the subject. So plays of a large spirit, a public perspective, a big canvas are in the theater, and the more intimate works and private subjects are presented in the studio. We will continue to present the Magnetic North Theatre Festival, and after this year, 2006, in St. John's, Newfoundland, they're coming back to Ottawa for 2007. We've looked at all kinds of more ways for you to be able to talk with our artists and talk about the shows that we do. We've increased our talkbacks with casts and creative teams, have created a special pre-show interview series for every production, added a Friday night bar night once a week where there's a social opportunity to get together with the cast and have a drink and talk about a show, perhaps more informally. We're going to have a guest speaker series with Laurie Brown hosting. And just as we're recording this, we're in the process of selecting who those speakers will be. But I promise you, we'll get that information out to you as soon as we know. And it's looking like a very exciting lineup. Finally, we're introducing 2 new programs this year, a playwright in residence program, which will bring 2 writers to the NAC for a residency where they'll be working on a new play for future seasons for us, as well as participating in youth and education programs and professional development workshops. And we're also introducing a program called The Arc. The ARC will be a workshop that brings a resident company of actors to explore an idea in the theater for a future season. And this year, we'll be exploring plays of the 17th century, the English Renaissance, and be presenting a sort of sneak peek of that work on a special presentation on December 9th entitled The Jacobean Imagination. I promise you, this is going to be a very interesting and different body of work, and I really look forward to the debate the season prompts in you, either one individual play at a time, or how the season might describe the artist and society from one play to another. By no means is it a conclusive summary, but it was designed rather to be like a spur to prick your mind and subvert your imagination and provoke your heart as to what theater and art might mean today and what power lies in the will to create.